Market. She is the market manager. I am pleased to welcome Maggie Funkhauser into the Trinzicora studios. Maggie, how are you doing today?
I'm great. Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Thank you for being here. We're excited to talk tomatoes. So tell me a little bit about what Tomato Day actually... Well, let's get the logistics out of the way first. When and where is Tomato Day?
Tomato Day is this Saturday. That's July 9th. It's at Carborough Town Commons, which is right next to Town Hall, 301 West Main Street. That's where the Carborough Farmers Market is normally, so it's easy to find. And the event will start at 8:30, and it'll run, you know, until we run out, hopefully till noon. Hopefully we'll make it till noon.
All right. So I'm sure a lot of people are thinking, I've been to a farmers market. Of course there are tomatoes. What's different about Tomato Day?
Well, Tomato Day really is a celebration of the beginning of tomato season. If you're a farmer's market regular, you've already started to see tomatoes at the farmer's market. Tomatoes are really big in this area, so big we have a whole day that we want to dedicate to them. This year, our farmers are growing over 75 different types of tomatoes. A lot of them are heirlooms, you know, like Cherokee Purple, Big Beef, Black Crim, Chef's Choice Orange, that sort of thing. And you really can't find them in a lot of other places. So we'll have a big variety list with all the farms that grow and sell those varieties. We'll have a big tasting in our gazebo. This year we're doing flights of tomatoes. You know, like you can get a flight of beer at a brewery, you get a flight of tomatoes. And then around the market, we'll have different ways to interact with chef demos. We'll have live music. We have a big raffle with a bunch of local Carborough businesses. We have special merch, which I'm in the studio wearing a Tomato Day t-shirt, that are printed by TS Designs and designed by the Splinter Group in Carborough. So we're just really excited. It's a big day for us.
All right. We're joined in the studio by Maggie Funkhauser from the Carborough Farmers Market, and we're talking Tomato Day. So why do you think tomatoes are so exceptionally popular in this area?
Well, I think it's due in no small part because they're so good. The farmers in this area just grow the best tomatoes. I mean, there's no really getting around it. They grow, I was just saying that, you know, we have about almost 80 different types of tomatoes that are grown this year. And they're, you really can't find them in a lot of other places. So I think that it's just a totally kind of unique thing that we're able to do in this area. And we really want to celebrate it with a whole day.
If I go to the market on Saturday morning and I get a flight of tomatoes, what's that going to look like?
Well, it'll be, it'll be a little boat, sort of like, you know, maybe when you go to a ball game and you order French fries, it'll be a little paper boat, and it'll have probably five different types of tomatoes that you can sample. They're all donated by the farmers. So, you know, it's a really wonderful, generous thing that they do to be able to promote tomatoes in that way. So, you know, you might get, for example, you might get, you know, a little bit of German Johnson, a little bit of Black Crim, a little bit of Pink Girl, a little bit of Sun Gold, something like that.
All right. And you talked about having chef demonstrations as well. And we're going to talk to Chef Ricky Moore in about 20 minutes here on the program. And I understand that he's going to be there doing a demonstration.
Yes, he is. He'll be there offering a sample. I'll let him talk to you more about that when he comes on the show. We're so excited to have Chef Ricky Moore at the farmers market. He's been such a huge supporter of the farmers market, you know, from day one. And it's just such a joy to have him as a sort of returning hero, you know, willing to come to the farmer's market and offer a little tomato sample. So he'll be there. We'll also have a recipe demo from the youth program at Transplanting Traditions Community Farm. They have sometimes in the past come and done recipe demos and cooking demos for us, and they'll be there on Tomato Day with a tomato dish. And then we'll also, sort of as you walk around the market, we'll have other samples for you with tomato-y things.
All right. Let's talk a little bit about Wednesday. I know my kids went to the Children's Tomato Day festivities at the Wednesday market yesterday. So what was that like?
On Wednesday, yesterday, we did Kids Tomato Day to sort of welcome the tomato season and look to this coming Saturday. So for that, we did all sort of you know, kid-friendly tomato-related activities. We sampled Sun Golds, which are a great tomato for kids because they're very sweet. We had a contest where you guessed how many tomatoes were in a pint. We had a special scavenger hunt for tomatoes. We had a bunch of games. We had an activity where you could make your own heirloom tomato name. All things like that. So it's always a lot of fun on Wednesdays. Every Wednesday we have a different kids activity. They're all free. We call it Market Bunch. That's our series of kids programming. So we love to do tomato activities for kids.
Right. Are there going to be any kid-friendly tomato activities on Saturday?
Yeah, the sampling will certainly be kid-friendly, but we won't, we're anticipating such a busy day, we probably won't have, like, dedicated kids, like a tent for kids' activities this year. This is the first time we're having this event since 2019, and so we're kind of, seeing what's going to work this year since we haven't had it in 2 years.
That's right. We are on a two-year Tomato Day hiatus,
yes,
so it's I'm
true.
Sure there are a lot of tomato aficionados that are eager to get back out there and celebrate Big Tomato.
Yes. I mean, the anticipation is building.
Absolutely.
We can't wait.
We've got a couple of minutes left. Are there any other events going on with the farmers market that you'd like to highlight?
Yeah, absolutely. In early August, there's National Farmers Market Week. So I would really encourage you to go, if the one time a year you visit the farmers market is during National Farmers Market Week, obviously besides Tomato Day, please go visit your farmers, support your local farmers markets. We'll be doing a little event in our gazebo. We'll have a mini museum to sort of celebrate our markets. History and growth. We were founded in 1979, so we look great for our age, I like to think. And so we'll have a little mini museum. We'll have lots of activities to sort of learn more about the farmers market, the Carrboro Farmers Market, and its place in the town, its history, and that sort of thing.
All right, Carrboro Farmers Market Manager Maggie Funkhauser visiting with us in studio. Thank you very much for being here, and hopefully I will be able to make it out to Tomato Day on Saturday and see you there.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.